Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camilla on Blog Talk Radio. We can also be found on Facebook at Get Deep and Keep It Real. And while you're at it, if you'd like to reach out and touch us, you can do so by emailing us at getdeepandkeepitreal@gmail.com. Once again, getdeepandkeepitreal@gmail.com. So seek us out on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio. That's Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camilla. You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real. I'm your host, Camilla. Welcome, welcome everyone. I am so happy to have you here. It's been a long journey to get my project up and running, but now that it's done, there is no stopping me. So I want you to get ready and prepare to listen to some deep, powerful, thoughtful conversations. Some of them will be serious, others fun and casual. This is going to be a place where you and I can both educate each other, communicate, and learn. This will also be a place of tolerance. While I have many different views and opinions on various subject matter, I'm sure that you will not all agree with what I have to say, but all I ask is that you hear me out and then offer your opinion, and I will hear you out and let you have your say as well. All I ask is that we don't abuse people or, you know, insult others. I want this to be a fun, intellectual place for others to share in conversations about different things that are going on in the world today and music, just, you know, a little bit of everything. But I just don't want to get into, you know, having this as a format of negativity, because that I will not stand for. Now that we have that out of the way, the show will, you know, take on issues that are concerning a local level, meaning I'm living in New Orleans, so I will be covering subject matter in relation to issues that are going on here in New Orleans on a national level, across the United States, but also on an international level as well. My show will attempt to focus on various topics such as relationships, travel, health, current events, music, food, and spirituality. And I guess you're saying, wow, why so many topics? Well, if I tell you a little bit about myself and my background, then I'll think you'll understand why I have this pressing need to discuss so many different issues. Now, a little bit about me. I am originally from North Carolina, born and raised Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm a graduate of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Go Tar Heels, all right now. I studied anthropology and media broadcast communications while I was at Carolina. I've also gone on to get my master's degree in human behavior from National University at San Diego. Some of the things that I really focused on while attending UNC Chapel Hill was I really enjoyed learning about comparative health practices such as Chinese medicine, acupuncture, chiropractic, and Ayurveda, which is practiced in India. Other things that I like to study about are juicing, making green smoothies, using food as medicine, and finding healthy ways to cook Southern foods, because I love my Southern food, and while I do want to eat healthy, I see there's nothing wrong with moderation and, you know, indulging every now and then. And I just like educating others on how they can better prepare meals to help them live longer. Also, I will be discussing mature subject matter such as abuse, relationships, open relationships and marriages, and alternative sex practices. I'm very passionate about music and just, you know, from hip-hop to Korean rap. I love a little bit of everything, Chinese classical, jazz. So you'll hear me playing clips here and there from various artists from different genres of music, but I'll also be introducing new music from new artists from New Orleans and other places around the world. I also have a strong interest in various religion and spiritual practices, so you'll also hear me interview people from different religious backgrounds and discuss, you know, their spirituality and their views on their religion and how it helps them in their daily lives. Now, one thing that I really like to talk about, especially during this month of March and the month of April coming up, is college basketball. I'm a huge fan of college basketball, and especially, of course, UNC Tar Heel basketball. Yay, go Heels. Once again, can't help myself. Sorry about that. So, during the month of March especially, you will definitely hear me talking about the tournament for college basketball. Let's see, more about me. I've lived all around the world, to name a few places. I've lived in Guam. I've lived in South Korea for 3 years. Traveled to various places like India, Australia, South Africa, Sweden, Italy. Those are just a few. And not to mention the different states and cities that I've lived in here in the United States. So this is why my focus will just kind of be all over the place from, like I said, national to international matters. Now that you see where my focus is going and you know a little bit about me, we'll get into today's show topics. So first we'll take a little break, and then when we'll come back, let's answer this question that was kind of going on in my mind today. And that is hate and fear and intolerance stronger than love, knowledge, and compassion? And let me just say that again to make it clear. Is hate, fear, and intolerance stronger than love, knowledge, and compassion? And once we come back from break, I'll explain to you why I have this question on my mind today. So you're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camella. So I'll be back in just a few seconds, and let's get ready to get real and keep it deep. Welcome back to Get Deep and Keep It Real. I don't know if you noticed, but when I ended my last break, I kind of said the show title backwards. Hey, what can you do? If you can't laugh and point out your own errors, then, you know, maybe you should do something different. So it's all good. That way, you know, I'm definitely keeping it real. That's why I kind of named my show, because I'm all about, you know, just getting real deep, but yet I keep it real. No fake or fronting here. So anyway, now that I've gotten this little laugh out the way and picked on myself, let's get back to today's topic question, which was, is hate, fear, and intolerance stronger than love, knowledge, and compassion? And the reason why I'm asking this philosophical question today is I was preparing for today's topics, and I just kept seeing various articles on the internet, on the news, on Facebook, XYZ, about, you know, school shootings at colleges. There was an article about that I'm going to be talking about later about a place in Nepal where women have to live in like a shed once a month due to their menstrual cycle. Here, a little bit closer to home, a young gentleman was going to be running for mayor of a town in Mississippi. And he was found murdered, and they are suspecting, they're not sure yet, or they're not saying yet, but the rumors are that he was murdered due to the fact that he practiced an alternative lifestyle, which was he was gay. And so these issues are kind of getting to me right now. Are we so intolerant and full of hate and fear that there cannot be enough room in this world for all of us of different thoughts and feelings to coexist? Are we so, you know, lacking in compassion and knowledge that we feel that women still need to be, you know, put aside in a different area because she's experiencing something that's very natural? So let's take a moment to pause and just let these issues kind of marinate with us and, you know, really go deep inside yourself and figure out how you feel about these issues and these things. And I would really like to hear from you and know your thoughts and opinions on these issues. And I'm going to get more into the actual stories here in a moment. Let me give you a way of contacting me. You can reach me at 919-537-9311. That's 919-537-9311. Or you can email me at getdeepandkeepitreal, all one word. Once again, getdeep and, spelled out A-N-D, keepitreal at gmail.com. And so, now that you have a way of contacting me, let's start off with the first article about the gentleman who was unfortunately murdered. And as I said, they are suspecting that he was murdered due to the fact that he was gay and running for mayor. But this has not been confirmed by the police as of yet. What I will say is that CNN is basically reporting that, you know, the police aren't saying much, but a gentleman has been arrested on suspicions of murdering the person. And the person who was murdered, let me, you know, send out condolences to his family. His name was, Marco McMillan. And as I said, this was out of Mississippi. And it appears that Mr. McMillan was a very prominent person in Clarksville, Mississippi, and a graduate of, a very prominent university, I think there in Mississippi. Don't get me wrong, but let me just try to find out exactly where he was. Yes, he graduated from Jackson State University. And it seems that, you know, he also received his master's in philanthropic development from St. Mary's University of Minnesota. So here is a young man full of promise trying to do the right thing for himself and his community and wanting to go about and make a change. And just because of his possible race and sexual orientation, he may have been murdered. I want to stress may, because the police have not confirmed this as yet. And also other reports are stating from his family, specifically his mother, saying that he had not come out to the public as being openly gay. Now, you know, let's just, what if he was? Why should we really fear the fact that he was a person of African American descent who may have been gay going to run for mayor of this city? I think, you know, what the focus should have been, we hope, would have been, was he a good person? Was he a person of integrity? Was he trying to do the right thing by his city? And why was there someone or a group of people out there in fear of this young man because he had a different sexual orientation or race from them? You know, why is someone's personal business of such a concern to us, and why do we tend to be intolerant? Just because he may have been gay doesn't necessarily make him a bad person. We all have good and bad qualities about ourselves, but that doesn't mean we deserve to be murdered either. So, I don't know, it's just a very sad commentary that here, once again, we have someone murdered based on someone else's hate, fear, and intolerance for another. And, you know, the lack of compassion and understanding for others. We're just so quick to judge and criticize, and in some cases actually murder someone just because we don't think they're worthy of living because they don't agree with us. How sad is that? And I just hope that one day we as human beings will learn to evolve to a higher state. Now, the next story that I wanted to discuss was the story about the young ladies or the women in Nepal who have to go through this practice, which is called, and I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Chawapati. Let me try that again. Chawapati, and it's spelled Chaupadi. And it's where it's the practice of these women have to live outside of their home and not be allowed to, like, go to school or anything during the time of their menstrual cycle and birthing period. And you would think, okay, we're living in the modern times of internet and smartphones and cell phones and different things like that and computers, you know, who would still be practicing such a thing? Well, as big as this world is and as much as technology has reached many places in this world, still there are places where technology in Western society has not overpowered and taken over, and local cultural practices are still being, you know, taught and practiced. And so I'm not going to sit here and criticize this country for their practice. I don't necessarily agree with it. And I hope that they will become enlightened and move on out of this practice. But I do feel it's my responsibility to make you, my listeners, aware of what's going on in this place. And so that maybe through this medium of the internet and Facebook and, you know, various communications, it will maybe filter through to this community in this country that, you know, maybe it's time to move on from this tradition. Now, let's just take a look at, you know, is this tradition really hurting the local women? I mean, there are reports that saying that, you know, some of the women are suffering from low self-esteem. Some women and girls have died from cold, snake and animal bites, and, you know, also face various other gender-related problems. Many of the girls, you know, drop out of high school or just school in general and don't have the opportunity to really support their families because, you know, of this particular practice. But the practice is hard to break because, you know, it's a tradition that's been going on for so long. And in actuality, some of the older women themselves, you know, still push this practice on a lot of the younger women. And, you know, a lot of times Westerners will come into some of these communities and try to tell them that it's wrong and it's not right and, you know, how they should live their lives, which is a good thing, but yet it's kind of hard for an outsider to come into a community and try to tell them to change. So, and unless some of these people from the communities in Nepal, in the rural communities of Nepal, you know, venture out or come in contact with others and, you know, decide that they want to make the change, then I don't really feel it's fair for us to try to force that change. Let it kind of come about naturally within the community. Yes, share your thoughts and opinions, but not try to, you know, force it. I think one thing that I found really interesting was an article that I was reading about this on the Christian Science Monitor, and they were sharing the story about one of the women. And she had stated how, you know, she had come in contact with some foreigners and even had traveled to India, which is very, you know, right there on the border of Nepal. And so because of the, while she was in India, because of financial restraint, she and her husband could not afford to get a separate room for her to be in while they spent their time in India. So she, you know, they just had to deal with it. And so when she came back to her home country of Nepal, she eventually was able to build a bigger house where she built a separate room within that house where she could sleep and live and eat separate from the rest of the family. So it was like a compromise, you know. She was still respecting the local tradition, but yet she was no longer having to go outside living in a shed where other animals and different things were living. And she was also able to go about her own daily chores. And others began to see that, you know, the crops didn't die from her touching them while on her cycle. The animals didn't die. So maybe, you know, it's okay. And slowly but surely, certain other women who could afford it within her community started making separate rooms within their own households for this practice, and some of them stopped doing it altogether. And so I thought that that was a very positive outcome, because I think that when the change comes from within the local community, from someone from that community, it makes it a lot easier and less dangerous sometimes for that change to occur. Whereas if people feel like, you know, that person is being influenced by others from outside of the community, it could tend to put that local person in more danger. So, you know, give me a call or hit me up on an email and tell me, you know, how you feel about this issue. I thought it was very interesting, and I don't know, it just kind of touched my heart, and I felt like it was something that I really wanted to educate myself on and further educate others on. And one quote that I wanted to take from the article was that, you know, the lady in the article, she was basically saying that she was reluctant to become an activist, I'm sorry, and she didn't tell other people in the village that she had stopped practicing the chapati. But, you know, of course, the town was so small that everyone started to notice that she no longer went to the shed. And so a neighbor of the woman, and I think her last name was Mahawastadi, and I'm sure I'm massacring her name, but, you know, one of the neighbors whose name was Kala Bista, goes on to say that we must bring about change ourselves. She happened to follow her neighbor's example. She said that, you know, for years, she had observed her neighbor doing this practice and thought that, you know, there would be nothing wrong with stopping it, and she was led by her neighbor's example. And she went on to say that, you know, NGOs come and go, but we the villagers are here to stay. And I just thought that was just a profound and powerful statement that, you know, yes, a lot of times the change is more powerful when it comes from within than from, you know, outside, and that, you know, visitors will come and, you know, say what they have to say and not necessarily stay to go through the bad times, whereas, you know, those women had to live there. So anyway, like I said, if you have any comments on the two topics that I've discussed today, please give me a call at 919-537-9311 or hit me up on email at getdeepandkeepitreal@gmail.com, and I'll be sure to, you know, discuss it on my next show. And, you know, if you're calling in, you can leave the comments on voicemail, and I'll be sure to play some of them back on my next show, which I hope will be live next time. So make sure you stay tuned for that. I'm going to take another small break, and when we come back, I'm going to be talking about my beloved basketball and my UNC Tar Heels, and maybe find some new music to introduce you to. You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camella on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, thanks for that short little break. Now we're back, and you're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camella. Earlier, we had discussions about a young man that was unfortunately murdered in Clarksville, Mississippi, and it's rumored that he was possibly murdered due to the fact that he was openly gay and running for the mayor, but those facts have not been confirmed yet. And so, you know, I was discussing that. So if you have any comments, please, you know, reach out to me and make those comments. And also, I discussed the practice of what's called chapati, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, in Nepal, where women are made to live in a separate room, or really a separate shed or shelter outside of their home while they're in their menstrual cycles. So I thought that was a very interesting topic to cover as well. And how you can reach me is email, and the email address is getdeepandkeepitreal@gmail.com. That's all one word, and spelled all the way out. So that's getdeepandkeepitreal@gmail.com, or you can leave a voicemail at 919-537-9311. Okay, to lighten the mood, as promised, I said that the final few minutes I would talk about my beloved basketball, and especially college basketball and the North Carolina Tar Heels. And the Tar Heels played today at home against Florida State. The Tar Heels had a very strong showing today. I was very impressed. This is some of the best basketball I've seen them play all year. In fact, I was just kind of like, who is this team and where did they come from? Because I hadn't seen them all year. But they came with an agenda today to win, and that they did. They beat Florida State 79-58. And for the most part, they did lead, except for a few minutes in the second half. They kind of let Florida State back in, but then they pulled it out as well. Let's see here. Who are some of the top scorers? Let's take a look here. Top scorers for Carolina. Reggie Bullock, he had 20 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, and 1 block. And that's pretty average for him, so he had a pretty good game. He was hitting quite a few threes there. And of note, James Michael McAdoo had, let's see here, 21 points. So he was the, actually he had, I'm sorry, more points than Bullock, but Bullock was the more well-rounded threat there today. And let's see here, McAdoo had 4 rebounds and no assist, 1 block. And so let's see here, and P.J. Harrison, 16 points, point guard Marcus Page, 6 points, and Dexter Strickland, 5. Now, I have to admit, I've been a little bit disappointed in Dexter Strickland's play. I know that he was injured quite a bit last year, but I just really expected him to be a bit better this year, so I'm a little disappointed, but very surprised in Reggie Bullock and P.J. Harrison. These guys are really coming strong with good gameplay. So if you saw the game, you know, let me know what you thought. In other college action today, Michigan and Michigan State were playing, and that was a top 25 matchup today, and in fact they're still playing, and right now Michigan, who is number 4 in the rankings, is leading Michigan State 38-35, so we'll have to keep it out.
Thank you for listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camilla. I hope you enjoyed today's show topics, and stay tuned later on this week for more. And as always, let's get deep and keep it real. It's Camilla. And you can check us out on Facebook or hit me up by email at getdeepandkeepitreal@gmail.com.